And in these meetings, we get reports from different technical working groups based on the thematic areas, starting from point of entry, border screening. They will tell us among the screening sites that are functional. Like now, at the moment today, they tell us that 31 screening sites are operational. And in these 31 screening sites, last week they managed to screen more than 86,000 people across the country. And among these, we have 46 people who went for the secondary screening. The first screening is to check you when you are coming, whether you have fever or you went to Congo. If you are not, then you'll be left. But if any of them appear with fever or maybe been to Congo, then he has to undergo a secondary screening. So last week we have about 46 of them. So this is one thematic. They will come and report on the case management. They will tell us the isolation sites and the treatment centers that are established at the moment in this high-risk state, what is the status in terms of human resource, in terms of equipment. So we are just following those kind of updates. So today's meeting is just a follow-up meeting that we are having to get an update, but also give a room to answer from, to hear from our donors, because they're here, they're part of the task force. The plan that we have launched on the 13, the resources, the 12 million that we raised. So what have they now done in terms of this? So like you have heard, they mentioned that actually still the donors have a will. They have put 4 million at the moment, but still there is new donors that are coming that in this line they may put more money to address some of the gaps that we are talking about.
South Sudan already have a task force at the borders and even that side of the border. So with this report, how are you trying to step up your preparedness at that point?
Yeah, as you said it right, we had actually seven high-risk states. These high-risk states, including Yei River State, which is now very close to Aliwara, but it is more closer to Uganda, and he said not to us, but looking at the distance, about 70 kilometers is still for us, we are seeing is now something that closure. And all these seven high-risk states has a state task force established, like the national one here, and they are meeting also regularly, and they have technical working group. So now, following the report of this case in Aluwara, now what we did is we had an emergency meeting at this level, and we dispatched a high-level team that actually went yesterday to Yei, and some of them went as far as Arua to actually sit, and they will attend the state task force there to give them more support and look at their preparedness and activities that they are doing. If they need support, where are the gaps, so that they can also bring and then report to us so that will be addressed. Not only that, we have already asked our partners that are doing, like IOM doing screening. Now they had to revise their plan in terms of looking at the points of entries. We have some of the illegal sites that are not being actually officialized, but with the local police, they let them identify and then report so that we make sure that we also establish some screening points so that we make sure that we don't miss people who are coming and going out from those areas. We're also now looking at the setting up solutions, training, capacity building, the people, and also asking now the partner to look at the health workers, the frontline health workers who are working there. If there is some who are not vaccinated, because we vaccinated most of them, those who are not vaccinated, we make sure that all of them are vaccinated. Because, like, the experience is telling us, if the case is going to happen, it will either appear in the community or in health facilities. We will not actually get the case. It's only in West Africa outbreak where they picked a case through screening at the airport. And that is only one. But most of the cases, you'll find them either in community and facility. So people who work in facility needs to be protected. And the first line protection we're giving is vaccination and also doing training and making sure that they use infection prevention control measures so that they don't also contract the disease. So we have been working and we're doing a lot of community sensitization and community mobilization so that people also report on those people who might have passes through illegal routes without going through screening, but they are inside, if they can be reported, so that we also follow them and screen them so that we make sure that we don't miss case. We are not saying that we are perfect, but we are doing our best that if at all there is a case, at least we'll be able to pick it in a very short possible time so that we'll be able to minimize the risk of the exposure and the risk of the spread. Because this disease is very dangerous. If you don't contain it very quickly, you don't move very fast, then it will spread very fast, and it can cause a lot of health damage and lives as well.
Yes, in the last report that I was reading, it mentioned about these isolation facilities that are being improved in Nimule, Ye, and Yambio. Yes. How? Take me through about the progress. Is it ready, or how is the work progressing?
Yeah. In fact, the one of Nimule and Ye now they're just doing some final touches. They're revising. We have done all of this before. But we, after doing assessment, we discovered that some of them need some modifications. And this is what now WP and the teams are doing. They are visiting all the sites, making sure that all these gaps that have been identified fixed, so that this place is full. But in actual, all these seven areas, including Jubek State, we have them here. We have also another isolation unit here, that if we come across a case, suspected case, we'll be able to pick and isolate him until we see the results. If it is negative, fine. If it turned to be positive, then we will be able to also manage him in that facility without giving risk of exposing more people in other facilities than just in that place, and then make sure that we contain them. If the case is becoming many, of course, we have other partners like MSF. They are also ready. They say if you have more cases, within 72 hours, they will be able to erect a bigger kind of facility that will be able to now manage bigger cases. So we say that we are working with the partners, and also we are working with the government of Congo and government of Uganda to share information so that all of us be at the safe side.
Yes, my final question, you touched on it briefly about the funds meant for the second phase of Ebola preparedness. Yeah. 4 million put, is there a sign that the remaining 7 or 8 million will come as soon as possible?
Now, we had the donors saying that they've already mobilized 4 million, and they are telling us there is new donors that are actually showing interest to bring, but we don't know when and how. But this is something that the time will determine that. But we have seen the will and the commitment from the international community and the donors towards those kind of exercise.